for you. Our generation is hungry. Lift up your voice and say, let the fire fall on me. Say, Lord, I'm a candidate of fire. I want to live a life of fire. Set me on fire. I want to set my generation on fire. Effect of meetings like this. You might just look at this and think, okay, this is a night of worship, but it's not. It's Bethel. It's a setup for an encounter. I was in a meeting like this years ago where Dr. Panam Persipore was ministering. I wasn't even, you know, grown up. I was a boy. St. Finbar's Road, Akokayaba. Action Chapel or something, pastored by Delisin Tanko, and Dr. Panam was ministering, and the presence of God was so strong. And as a lad, I said to myself, there's something special about tonight. This is what I want to do. And I caught a fire that night. There are people here tonight. Yours may not be, you know, singing and worship, but God is it might even be for business. I never want to have concerts. We want to have encounters where men come and encounter God. For destiny appointments. Let it burn. Are you ready for that walk inside of you? Some things would have to go. Some things will have to go. Some things will have to go. Some relationships will have to go. Some habits will have to go. Some routines, new routines will have to be burned. After tonight, some of you will, you know, you sleep and wake up into a new man. I thank God that Pastor Bemigo and Pastor Ben are here. I was at the City of David, just growing up a normal boy. I wasn't sure where I was going. But there was some talent and gift in my life. And Pastor Esco said, there's something inside of you. And then I began to separate myself. And when the fire began to fall on my life, a lot of my friends thought I was going crazy. They said, you are brainwashed, you've lost your mind. You see, when the fire comes into your life, it sets you apart.
Yes.
Your routines change. Your friends change. Your friends change. You can't carry this fire and remain the same. this fire can come on you for leadership. You know that. It can so come on you, and you will go there like Daniel, set your face as a flint, and everybody around you is messing up. But because you are carrying some fire,
flow outside.
Only men on fire can change the world. When I caught the fire, my sisters knew I caught the fire.
Let it burn inside.
Your husband will know you've caught the fire. Your wife will know you've caught the fire. Your bosses will know you've caught the fire. He makes his angels and his ministers a flaming fire.
Let it burn inside and flow outside.
Let the fire fall.
Let the river flow. Let it burn inside and flow outside.
Let the fire.
Let the fire. Oh.
When it comes, the first assignment is to purify,
yes,
is to sanctify before it empowers. Oh, how we need men on fire.
Thank you, Holy Ghost. Thank
men
you,
of
Holy
passion.
Ghost.
Didn't Thank our you, hearts Ghost. Burn when Thank He spoke you. To us? Men who are not ashamed, young people who are unashamedly declaring Jesus. For I'm not ashamed of the gospel,
yes,
of Christ. For it is the power of God unto salvation. Men who are not living to please their generation, who are living for what? Just one last time before we end this thing. Say, let your fire fall.
Let your fire. Let your